So for both of you, what was the transplant process like for you?
Oh, my gosh. It was excellent. From the time that I came to Chapel Hill until I was finished when I moved to Virginia, it couldn't have been any better. They walked me through everything. Everyone was very helpful. I can't say... there's really nothing I can say that other than it was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. I woke up from my transplant feeling like I was 18 years old again.
And after you had had the transplant, you say you felt 18 years old again. Did you at that point realize that maybe you weren't feeling as good as you thought you were prior to the transplant?
Oh, absolutely. There was a great difference. When I woke up from the transplant, I immediately knew that I have never felt, it was 13 years that I'd gone through this. I've never felt so good as that day I woke up and said, oh my gosh, this is how it's supposed to feel.
Mm-hmm. And since you've had your transplant, have you continued to feel well, or have things reverted back to the way you felt before?
No, actually, I'm quite well. I play a lot of tennis. I've traveled. After my transplant, we were stationed in Rome and made the trips there. We were there for 9 months. I was taken care of in Naples, came back, still playing a lot of tennis, still doing all the things that I've always wanted to do. And I don't think it has slowed me down one bit.
Okay. And Marisa, what was the transplant process like for you?
Well, I think that... what was sort of amazing to me were all the steps that were taken to ensure not just the transition for me, you know, to think about giving the kidney, but they thought about me from the physical self. You know, they took care of my emotional needs. They talked to me about financial things. It was a full comprehensive situation and process for me. So I really kind of got lost in all of the details and kind of went through all the things and the steps and really found in many ways that every question I had was answered. If I wasn't sure about something, there was always somebody there that I could call or to talk to and say, well, how about this? Well, how will it impact perhaps the likelihood down the road of my having a child? And all of my questions were answered quickly. I felt in lots of ways that people were really looking out for my complete well-being. So the process itself was, I thought, pretty simple. But then again, I was also handling it from a distance since I was still living in Ohio. So there were some challenges for me because that meant I did need to travel. I needed to be able to come to the center, handle a lot of different medical tests. I think that what was always going through the back of my mind wasn't really the test I had to take, but whether or not I was going to be able to pass the test. You know, there was this test, there was a psychiatric test. I was really worried about that one. And so all that time, there was that kind of that looming sense of, well, what would happen if I wasn't able to donate? Mm-hmm. And I think in the entire process, that was probably the only thing that sat in the back of my mind for a long time.
And how long after your donation did you feel like you got back to your baseline state of health, or did you get all the way back to your baseline state?
Yeah, I would say probably the first 2 or 3 months I had the most difficult time because I, you know, needed to deal with a change in my body. I'd been very athletic up to that point. And so then, of course, having, you know, that incision and the changes in my body, I needed to get my strength back. I needed to be able to move. I was suffering from some fatigue for the first couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then I would say it was probably within the first 6 months, I probably started to feel pretty much like my old self and have continued to do all the things. I still play tennis like my sister and really don't feel any different.